Good evening, everyone. This is National Consultant Richard Amoytho. Welcome to the call. Excuse me. Welcome. Hope everyone had a happy Thanksgiving and has enjoyed a long weekend. You know, it was a busy weekend for us coming back from Miami, flying right back in, coming into the holiday weekend. And then my daughter and her fiance are moving into their apartment, but she can't move in just yet because they're not married. So now we've got a wedding that we've got to finish up here 3 days before Christmas. So it's been a busy household with the Amoythos for sure. But I was really excited to do the call. There's a lot of times in previous years where the Sunday Night Business Builder call is not done after a major holiday, usually just because of with people travel, low attendance, and so forth. But you know, looking at the calendar, seeing that it's December 1. And we're heading into the home stretch of the year, I thought it was definitely appropriate that we all rally up and make sure we've got our head on straight moving into the final month of this year. So I don't know where you guys are at, but I know for myself and Mary, this is a time where we're working, but we have a lot of reflection on the year. And then more importantly, we spend a lot of time looking at the next 12 months. And one of the things that we do each and every year, and we've done this now for the past, I don't know, 5, 6, maybe 7 years, I can't remember, is we do a marriage vision retreat. And some of you guys and gals that are single, that may not, it's like, well, I'm not married, I can't do that. Well, you can do a marriage retreat with yourself. You know, you kind of date yourself first before you can actually get married to have a healthy marriage. But we always take a few days to where, you know, we break open our calendars. We break open our finances and we look at what we've produced, what we've done, where we spent our time, where we spent our money. And then we look at the next 12 months and intentionally look at how do we want to spend our time? How do we want to spend our money? It's not comfortable. It's not necessarily a fun thing to do. We make sure that we have some fun, you know, taking breaks and everything and having some evenings together. But it's really intentional. It requires some intellectual effort. It requires you to shut the TV off, shut the radio off, turn the Facebook off, whatever, your Instagram, and turn your phone off. And, you know, just return phone calls maybe a couple times a day to things that are critical and really intentionally create the year ahead of you. And because if you don't, what's going to happen? It's going to happen automatically. It's going to happen by default. And you're going to wonder where the time is. You're going to wake up, it's April or May, and you're going to wonder where the year's gone. Some of you are looking at your calendar today, and you're like, where'd the year go? So this is the way that you can be proactive to not have that kind of situation happen. And, you know, we come up with what I would call non-negotiables, meaning throughout the year, we know there's certain events or activities, whether it be with our family, with Ambit, anything else that we're involved with, volunteer-wise or any other, you know, any other business activities that we may have. And we look at what those non-negotiables are and we block those in the calendar. And we know we've got to build the year around those events, around those activities. And then everything else in between gets filled in, you know, on a monthly basis and weekly basis of review and figure out what needs to be done for the things that we're committed to. So if you wait till January to create 2020, you know, it's the end of a decade that we're coming up on here. If you wait till 2020, sometime in January, or maybe not even around till February, you've lost a lot of time. And I think it's really, really critical to enjoy the holiday season, have it be a time of reflection, but spend more time, you know, projecting and creating how you want 2020 to look. And for some of you, it make your next promotion. For some of you, it's increasing your weekly or annual income, however you break that down. For some of you, it's getting, you know, dropping weight, whatever that is. Maybe for some of you, it's starting another business. So, but if you don't spend that time, then it's just, you're going to be like a leaf in the wind. And for some of you, you've never done anything like that. And I think over the years, if you've been in Ambit long enough, or if you've been network marketing long enough, you know, you always hear about, you know, write your goals down. You know, if you write your goals down, you got a better chance of hitting those goals than not. I'm going to say yes to no to that, because writing goals down is one thing. I mean, I commit things, you know, pen and paper all the time. Most people that are around me know that I walk around with a little spiral, and it's not a big spiral. It's just a little spiral that I, you know, create my weekly agenda, my monthly agenda, you know, my weekly and daily agendas in, my call logs. And even though I still use electronic calendar, but just the cathartic purpose of writing stuff down is a big deal for me. And so it's not, you can't just write it down, but when you do write something down, it is going to stick with you longer. It's going to be one of those things to where, you know, muscle memory is now, you know, your physiology is now connected with your psychology, so to speak. And then you're more likely to take actions that are consistent with producing those results. So don't think, hey, I'm going to write my top three or five goals down for the year, and, you know, they're magically going to happen just because I show up to a meeting once a week, or, you know, I go to this training, I go to simulcast. That's not how it works. When you create those goals, you've got to, one, create them because you want them to come from you. You don't want goals and things laid upon you. You've got enough of that. If you're in a job or a career, you've got enough things that are laid upon you that you're going to be told what needs to be get produced, whether it be daily, quarterly, or annually. You don't need someone else in ambit telling you that, but you need to come up with what that is and then review it with someone that you trust and respect who is further ahead than you are. So, yeah, you can sit down with a peer, and that might help for a good brainstorming aspect of it. But you've really got to find out, hey, who's been through the woods? You know, if you're trying to get through the woods, you know, you got to go talk to someone who's at least on the other side. They might have not gotten through the whole forest, but they've gotten through at least one or two phases of it. And from there, you're going to find out how realistic those goals are. Now, I think sometimes when people hear that, they hear, well, gosh, well, I don't want someone to put limitations on my goals and dreams. No, but you do want a hint of reality to it. You know, if you're a marketing consultant, you want to be national by, you know, ambition. It's never been done. So you could be the first, but there's no one that can guide you through that process, right? So you want it to be something that's attainable for sure, because it can be detrimental to set a big goal and you think you're going to hit it, and you don't review it with anybody, or worse yet, someone tells you, yeah, you can do it, and it's just really not realistic. So you do want to make sure it's grounded in some kind of reality. Now, listen, if you create something and, you know, you dial back a goal, let's say, and, you know, because you got advised on it, it doesn't mean you can't blow past it if you think you can. But you've got to have something that you're aiming towards, that you're aligning your actions with. And when I talk about aligning your actions, I mean rearranging life. You know, you got to think about what's important to you. You know, is your next promotion important to you? If it is, then you got to think of things that are not important, meaning what are you willing to give up? When people talk about sacrifice, sometimes they hear, you know, hey, I'm going to sacrifice some money. I'm going to sacrifice some time with the family. But that stuff's the easy stuff. It's the stuff throughout each and every day where you let your mind or body go, and it just is in unproductive activities, whether it be television, social media, you know, gossiping. I mean, we can go down a major, major list of all that stuff that takes up time, you know, different chat rooms or forums that you might be in where you're defending ambit or you're saying X, Y, and Z. None of that stuff's productive for what you're doing. Now, if you use Facebook and, you know, you're putting stuff out there and you're putting stuff out there on Instagram and you're on there using the tool versus being used by the tool, then yeah, it's an essential part of your business, and it's fine. That's part of your business operation. But if it's something where, like, you know, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour goes by, and all you've done is scrolled 1,000 pages, you haven't done anything. You have mindlessly thrown your time away. So when you start looking at sacrifice, start looking at what you're going to not be participating in. You know, for some of you, that might be bowling league. Hate to say it, but, you know, or softball, you know. I played softball for years. And when I started building my business, not my Ambit business, but another business that I had that was not network marketing, I had to look at the things that I was involved in. And I was playing softball, you know, a few times a week. And I couldn't do that. So I dialed it to one time a week. So if you're playing softball, that's fine. If you're playing on three teams and, you know, every other weekend's a tournament and this, that, and the other, and I'm not beating up on your softballers. Of course, we're in the wintertime, so it doesn't really matter so much right now. But you're going to have to reevaluate, do you need all that time on the field doing that? I have to reevaluate my stuff when it comes to karate. My family's very involved in karate, and we've got a significant commitment. I'm also in a different phase with my business and time that I can spend with what I've sacrificed in Ambit over the years. So I have a little bit more liberties, but I still have to be mindful of that. And so you've got to decide what you're going to sacrifice, because it's not so much important of where you're going. That's part of it, but it's what you're willing to leave behind. Because if you drag a lot of weight behind you, it's very, very hard to get there. I had heard someone sharing and talking the other day, speaker I was listening to, and he was talking about, you know, it's like going to the airport. And, you know, you go to the airport, your friends and family are there with you, and, you know, you're going on a big trip, and they walk you to the doors, and you're standing there outside of, you know, the security checkpoint. And then there's this moment in time where they can't go with you. And the reason why they can't go with you is because they haven't purchased the ticket. They haven't paid the price. So there's places that you're going in life. There's places that you're going in this business that everyone can't go with you because they haven't paid the price or they don't want to pay the price. So you can't let that also get in the way of what you're doing. Because at the end of the day, when you put your head on the pillow each and every night, regardless of what your faith is or spiritual beliefs are, you know, it comes down to, you know, between you and your creator, or you and your creator and your spouse. And that's it. As long as those things are right, then what you've done is you've done your best. But if you've allowed others to dictate how you live, what you're doing, how you do it, you know, the expectations that they've put on you, or worse yet, the limitations that they put on you, then you are living somebody else's life. And the problem is they don't live with the consequences. You do. So this time of year is incredibly important for you to decide what's the life that you want to live. And you don't have to wait till 2020. You can start it now, but you gotta start the preparation and start aligning that stuff. So even for you, some of you guys right now, you know, there's probably, you know, yeah, we've got simulcasts. I heard a lot of people on the line saying they're going to simulcast, but I know there's a lot of trainings locally that are still going on. At least for the next few weeks, or maybe your team has a holiday party that they're doing, but the reason why you decided not to go was because they're charging $10 or $15 or $20 or whatever it is to cover the cost, and you decided not to go because of that, because it wasn't free. Well, then those are the things that are dictating how 2020 is going to start. You know, those of you that aren't registered for simulcast, you know, it's because you don't know how powerful it is, or you don't know what's involved with it. You're too new, or you just don't understand what happens from the experience of being there, or you don't have a team that's going with you. Well, all that's valid to some degree, but again, is simulcast consistent with what you want to achieve in 2020? If you want to make more money in 2020, well, we know that there's two big corporate events that Ambit Corporate does. They do simulcast in January, which is either done over the internet, or you can attend a live venue in Connecticut or Houston. And then we've got Ambition, our annual convention, which is done typically over Labor Day weekend, though I don't know if we've been released the new dates yet. I don't think I've seen that, but I haven't heard that since Labor Day weekend, since the transaction transpired with Vista and Ambit Energy. So those two corporate events is where Ambit rolls out the biggest promotions financially, the biggest announcements, expansion plans, vision, etc. So being in the audience and hearing it firsthand is better than not, right? I think every one of us, whether you're a sports fan, you got a favorite performing artist, whatever, the ballet, you know, a play on Broadway, whatever it is, any of those things, if you had the option of being in the room seeing the live performance or the option of just seeing it on your computer, YouTube, etc., then I think most people hands down would say, no, I'd rather be at the live event. Absolutely. There's no substitute for a live event. So you want to make sure you put yourself in one of those places, even if you've got to drive multiple states away, because that's what people will be doing in January because they understand how powerful an event is. And better yet, they're going to carpool, you know, with people, and they're going to caravan with people because there's strength in numbers. And see, that's the thing I'm talking about of paying the price that other people aren't willing to pay. You've got people on your team. You got people in your upline. You got people in your downline. And you've got people that are crossline that are in your local market that can't go where you're going in 2020 because they're not willing to pay the price. And you're going to have to leave them at the security checkpoint. And that's just, it has nothing to do with being fair or not. It's just the truth. It's just how things work in traditional business. It's how things work in network marketing. It's how things work in Ambit Energy as well. Because if you hear leaders, now you're hearing leaders when they, you know, tell a story about when they weren't leaders, the things that they were doing to make the sacrifice, then you start to get a sense of a bit more of what I'm talking about. When you hear of couples that wanted to make it to the big convention, they'd only been in the business several months, they made a little bit of money, but not much. They had bills to pay. They had enough money for gas there and back, and they were driving across multiple states, 12 hours, sometimes 24 hours. They didn't have money for food, so they emptied out their cupboards and, you know, slept with a bunch of other people, you know, shared rooms and this, that, and the other at different hotels. When you hear those stories and then you hear what happened 6 months later, 9 months later, 12 months later in the business, that's why we push it as hard as we do, is because we watch those miracle stories happen. And there's some people that are on the line right now that said, listen, I've been in the business a few years, a couple years, whatever it is, and I've gone to those events, and I don't have that miracle story yet. And I'd say, I understand. I mean, I've heard Brian McClure's testimony multiple times before Ambit Energy, where he spent years in network marketing not making money. And it's not that he wasn't paying a price. He definitely was with the wrong opportunity, for sure. But when he took those skills and that experience and brought it into Ambit Energy, things changed. So we do have the right opportunity. We do have the right leadership. So what price are you not paying? What price do you know you're not paying to not have the results that you've been looking for? Have you just been sticking your toe in the water? Have you been playing it safe? You know, you don't want to take a chance with your family. You don't want to take a chance with your friends. What is that? You know, are you scared of going all in? Because in the back of your mind, you know, everyone's not going to make the trip with you. And if that's the case, I do understand that. And in my lifetime, I'm 49. I'll be 50 in August. Been in business since I was 18 years old for myself. And there's been a cycle in my life of every 5 to 10 years where I make a major, major change, and there are people that don't make that trip with me. And it was hard the first couple of times I did it. And I don't do it out of arrogance or to be mean or any of that stuff. It's just I've got a bigger calling. So I go where the bigger calling is. And, you know, fortunately for us here in Ambit, after 13 years, you know, we have been able to really match financial rewards, financial freedom, time freedom, great friendships, and been able to work with people and see other people achieve dreams that they were seeking. So it's been a perfect match and a perfect chemistry. So for you, what is Ambit for you? Is it just a way to make money? Is it, you know, I think if money's all you want to make and that's it, it's fine. You can certainly do that here, and there's obviously no limit on that ceiling. You know, your upline doesn't dictate how much you can make. Ambit Energy doesn't dictate how much you make. Of course, the size of your organization is going to determine that as well, because that's not going to happen by accident. But there is way more at stake, you know, as far as what kind of contribution can you make in Ambit? What kind of contribution can you make outside of Ambit? What kind of contribution can you make in your family, your local community, whatever that might be? So you've got to figure what that is for you. What is that authentic expression for yourself? And if it's big enough, I think it might scare you, but I think if you put that 1 foot forward and keep doing what feels uncomfortable, in a little while, it'll start to feel less uncomfortable. And then every time you go to do something that would normally be really, really, really big for you, it won't be. It'll just be, okay, that's just a step. I'm not like jumping over Mount Everest, right? That's just a step I got to take. But 6 months ago, you would have never taken it because you hadn't built up any muscle memory. You hadn't built up the strength to take that kind of risk. You know, some of you look at other leaders and you compare yourself to their outside expression of the results or success of their business. A lot of times, you don't know the price they paid. A lot of times, you know, you don't even know if they're selling themselves short. You know, what you think is good, somebody else might think it to themselves, that's not my best. I've been holding myself back. Most people aren't going to be that authentic with you. You know, I can say that at times in our business, Mary and I have done what I would say is our best and our best extraordinary effort. And then there's been times where intentionally we've dialed back and our results were okay. But for other people, they would say they were great. But I can't lie to myself in the mirror. You know, I'm not going to believe my own press. I'm not going to, you know, whatever somebody else says is, yo, man, that's amazing. Like, well, yeah, but I appreciate that. And, you know, to be honest, this is what I've been doing and, you know, there's a reason for it. So we're, you know, I don't fall on that. I'm not going to fall on someone else's glory of what I've done or what I haven't done. So, but you got to judge for yourself where you are in this business and where you want to be. And is Ambit part of the solution or is it the whole solution? That's the other part of the equation. Some of you are thinking, gosh, you know, if I'm not, you know, if my blood's not bleeding orange, you know, I don't know if there's a place for me here. Sure there is. You know, we've got room in this business for sometimers, part-timers, and full-timers. And fact of the matter is, most people in this business are going to be what I would call part-timers, which part-time is still 10, 15, 20 hours a week in the real world. That would be realistic. And there's a lot of part-timers in this business that over time, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years, have made a lot of money, hundreds of thousands, if not earned their yellow jacket. That certainly happened where people are working full-time jobs and they've made seven figures in Ambit in their lifetime earning. You know, where else can you go work part-time outside of your career and make that kind of money? I don't know of any that's legal. I don't know of another place other than network marketing. And I really don't know of another place inside of network marketing where that's, you know, where that happens, where we create the kind of residual income that we do on a public utility. I mean, that's pretty special. So those are the things that you've got to really be asking yourself is what are you creating for 2020? What are you going to sacrifice? And you can start those sacrifices now. I mean, for some of you, that sacrifice is, you know, dialing back on your on your holiday budget, whether it be travel or gifts, things. You know, if you're going to load a bunch of stuff up on a credit card and come January 1, you got to start working to pay that off, maybe that's not the best course of action for you. maybe that starts you off behind. You know, there was a time in our business when we were building and we were making a lot of financial sacrifices. Like, we weren't allowing, you know, the extras, you know, we didn't buy we weren't buying Cokes at dinner time. We weren't going to, I don't go to Starbucks anyway, to be honest with you. So I can't say Starbucks is like a 3-time-a-year deal for me. But you know, we weren't doing those extras, but there was a big family trip. Mary's one of seven. And everyone was going. This was going to be the first time and maybe the last time that all of us could get together and do it. This is several years ago, and my in-laws were going, and, you know, they're older. And so, you know, taking big trips is not, you know, happening too often. So all the stars were aligned, and it was going to cost X amount of dollars. And, you know, Mary looked at me and she said, gosh, because I really want to go. I said, I know. I said, but we talked about what our non-negotiables were this year. And, you know, are we willing to break that non-negotiable? We made that in a good, solid state of mind. We didn't know this trip was potential. But in order for us to go on this trip, we actually have to, we can't pay for it with cash. And is that going to help us? Or are we better off taking that money and investing it into our business? Because we were traveling to build some of our teams. We had meetings going, stuff like that. So, and in about a 5-minute conversation, we came to the conclusion that we weren't going, and we had to tell the family. I would say that, well, I don't know, at best 50% of the family understood. Like, they're like, oh, we understand. We know how hard you guys are working and so forth. Some of them had businesses, so they could get it. Some of them didn't understand it. And so there was a little bit of a backlash. But again, we had established the kind of price that we were willing to pay, and we established the things that we were going to sacrifice for a little while, not forever, but for a little while, so we could have a life that we really wanted and desired. And we wanted to model something for our kids. So those are things that are not easy. It does strengthen you. It does make you a better leader. It does make you a better person. It makes you a better husband, a better father, all those things. So that's why you've got to decide those things. And, you know, you're still going to be active during the month of December. I know for a lot of people, things slow down. People get distracted. I understand that. That doesn't have to be you. That doesn't mean you're probably not grinding as hard as you were coming out of Ambition or Simulcast. You are probably trying to reconnect with some people. You're definitely not throwing ambit up all over them. But I would encourage you, this conversation that we've had tonight, which I'm sorry, it's been one way. This is a good icebreaker conversation with people, which is, what are you doing to prepare for 2020? Find out what people are up to. You're going to hear a lot of people that are just not looking forward to 2020. You're going to hear a lot of people that just can't wait for 2019 to be over with. You're going to hear the gamut. Listen to all of it, because some of those conversations are going to come back to where you're talking to them and say, hey, you know, I remember we were at the party and you were talking about, you know, you want to be able to do this in 2020, and definitely by 2022, you want to be able to accomplish these things. I've been working on something, and I think it's something that could help you achieve those things. Can we get together and let me show you what I'm working on? That's a conversation that works in any business landscape, even network marketing. When I had, you know, when I was raising money for companies, when I was running my own companies raising money, you know, I always could open up a doorway with someone and just ask them, hey, listen, this is what I'm working on. It may or may not be of interest to you, but it might be of interest to someone that you know. Can we get together and let me show you what I'm working on? And it takes away the sales approach. It takes away it's direct, but it's indirect. It's an opening for a conversation. And if someone doesn't look at your business, then it can't be a yes or no. And we want to get to a yes or a no. But the other thing is, if you can't have a conversation that's productive, that has something that's meaningful to them, and have that kind of information or intel about what they're up to, then authentically, it's harder to even get to that point because all they feel like is you're trying to recruit them or you're trying to sell them something. So this is why this time of year is also critical for developing and deepening those relationships and reconnecting. So continue doing the follow-ups that you're doing with people that you've talked to. I would encourage you that you look for the right opportunities to share the business with people, but also keep in mind that some of those conversations are going to wait till January. That's just the reality. Everyone is not ready to look at your business opportunity right now. If they were, they'd already be in the business. I mean, think of how many people have looked at Ambit, how many people have said no, and how many of those no's have said yes over the past 13 years? A lot of people. I mean, Mary and I said no 9 times, over a course of almost 4 months. So at what point in time should my sponsor give up on me? But he was always tactful. He never, they never overextended themselves beyond the point to where they couldn't have another conversation with me. So you got to think the same way. You got to think the long game. So the way that you play the long game is you do have a lot of conversations, but don't be too attached to the short game. You're going to get some wins in the short game. But if you're focusing on a high percentage of wins in the short game, your long game is going to stink. It just is. So you got to make sure that you're playing that right. The more clear and prepared you go into 2020, the better poised you are going to be in all your conversations. So take this time serious. Think about what you really want. Create that plan with someone that you trust, or at least have somebody review it, and then follow it. That's it. You can add a lot of other stuff to that. But the real work is executing and constantly pruning distraction, constantly sacrificing things that would deter you from the activities that are going to produce something meaningful in your business, for you, your family, your extended family, your friends, your local community. That's the reward. So is the price worth it? Only you can answer that. And I know a lot of you will. And I know some of you are going to wait on that. And the beauty of it is that you always have another bite at the apple as long as you stay focused on what it is that you want. So, guys, I appreciate you all being on the line tonight. I look forward to seeing you. A lot of guys and gals at Simulcast. We'll be at the one in Houston. And we'll be bringing a carload and people from all parts of Texas and other parts of the country down there as well. So if it's completely impossible for you to make it to the live event, then don't watch it alone. Whatever you do, make sure you get a watch party going, or you find Crossline, that's doing a watch party. Don't watch it by yourself. It takes away from the value of it. Please don't do that by yourself. You will be too easily distracted. You'll have no accountability around you, and you will miss 50% of what's happening on that simulcast event. Don't do it. But don't let saying, oh, I'll just do a watch party so I don't have to travel. Don't make that your first line of defense. Make that your last line of defense. You still have time, I think, for both those locations to lock down a live feat. If you can, do it. But if nothing else, make sure you've got a watch party so you got some accountability around you. You stay focused and you make that sacrifice and pay that price together. Guys, I'm going to go ahead and sign off right now. Let me go ahead and unmute the lines, and we'll catch you guys next week.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Richard.
Thanks so much, Ryan.